time. The silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Wanting anything else, then?
No, thank you. That meal was really delicious. It was so kind of you to attend to us after hours.
Oh, it's a pleasure, ma'am.
I don't suppose you know of any hotel in the vicinity that could put us up for the night.
Whoa. There's nothing hereabouts. The nearest is Cheswick, about 15 miles to the north. There's a comfortable hotel there.
15 miles? Oh, dear, and the weather's so awful. Is there nothing nearer?
No, ma'am.
Of course, we should have stayed at the other village for dinner.
Mary, you promised not to say I told you so.
Well, yes, but...
Oh, do keep your promise. It's just unfortunate that the weather took a turn for the worse.
But if you will remember, Vera, I did warn you...
Molly! It won't take us long to travel 15 miles. I presume the road is good.
Well, yes, providing you're careful, ma'am.
Oh, I'm a very cautious driver.
And providing you take it easy on Churton's Corner.
Churton's Corner?
Yes, ma'am, it's really a joke hereabouts. We call it the Ghost on Churton's Corner.
Ghost on Churton's Corner.
Oh, it's only a joke. You know, superstition. Most villages are haunted. Ours is the Ghost on Churton's Corner.
Oh, I see. Superstition. I really thought you were serious for a moment. But then, of course, talk of ghosts is never serious, is it?
Well, ma'am, that depends, doesn't it?
Depends?
On whether you believe or not.
Well, I don't, most definitely. And I won't even talk about it.
But, Vera...
Larry, you'll frighten yourself and start to imagine all manner of things. My sister's very susceptible to talk of the supernatural.
Yeah, but them's the kind that usually does see ghosts, ma'am.
What form does it take?
Well, ma'am...
Clary, for goodness sake, there's a raging storm, and things will be quite difficult enough without you expecting to meet up with a spirit from another world. Now, come along, darling, we really must go. Thank you so much for helping us. You've been most kind.
Oh, it's a pleasure, ma'am.
About this ghost, that will do, Clary. Come along, we delayed long enough as it is. Oh, dear, if only we hadn't come.
Please, Clary, don't go on and on about this.
I never wanted to come anyway. It would have been much better if we'd stayed at home.
It's been a wonderful holiday.
Everything's gone wrong the whole witch of time. There was that...
Positive thinking, Clary, positive thinking.
Oh, honestly, I don't like driving the storm. Don't you think it was an hotel?
Well, there will be in another 12 miles.
I don't know how you can see in this wretched rain to
drive. I can, but it does need concentration. So please do keep quiet and allow me to attend fully to the road.
Yes, dear. Wait a minute. That sign over there, do you see?
Where?
Accommodation, do you see? And an arrow points up there. Oh, Vera, do stop. This must be the hotel.
But the man said 15 miles.
But he may have made a mistake.
Accommodation.
We can try, and if we don't like it, we could ride on. But it may be ideal,
but I... Positive thinking, Vera. Remember positive thinking?
Oh, well, all right, then. We'll try it. It's a sharp turn to the left here. That's it. Oh, really, you are a clever driver, Vera.
That must be the accommodation there. It's not a very big hotel.
But it might be very comfortable. Here, you see, a light in that downstairs room and another.
Oh, it does seem quite a charming place.
But rusty.
I prefer them to these brash big hotels.
Oh, well, let's have a look then.
Oh, excellent, Vera. The door's open. There's someone waiting for us.
I'll go across and make arrangements about our rooms. I have the feeling that we'll be most happy here.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Have you any accommodation for two, my sister and me? We're on a touring holiday and this dreadful weather has delayed us.
Yes, I have. For two?
Yes.
Skinner?
Yeah?
Accommodation for two.
Right.
Oh, here's my sister, Miss Vera Stevens.
Oh, good evening.
Darling, there is accommodation. Isn't that a blessing? I'm afraid I don't know what your name is.
Churton.
Churton?
Yes, Mrs. Naomi Churton.
Oh, Churton. Good evening.
Good evening. So pleasant having someone to stay. It's been a long time.
So you don't have many visitors?
No, not since the new road.
Is there a new road?
Yes, quite a new road. It cuts off so much. Still, people do come sometimes.
The rooms are ready, madam.
Oh, thank you, Skinner. I'll take the ladies up. Is the luggage in the car?
Yes, shall I?
No, no. Let Skinner bring it. Just give him the key.
Thank you very much. There.
No. Skinner's excellent. I couldn't manage without him.
You've been here long?
Oh, yes. We've always been here. We're almost a legend now.
We heard about Churton's Corner even before we met you.
Oh?
From the gentleman at the tea room.
Tea room?
Yes. Didn't you know about the tea room?
I don't get about much these days. Now, let me take you up to your room. It's over this way.
Well, Carrie, this is comfort at its best. Nice beds, large room each. We're very fortunate.
Yes, it is comfortable, but
what?
I don't know. That's just it. I just don't know. There's something wrong. Oh,
I know exactly what's on your mind. That ridiculous man at the tea room and his story about the ghost of Churton's Corner. It did come as quite a shock when she told me what her name was, of course.
And she is odd.
Oh, my dear Clary, if you're thinking that this woman here is some psychic phenomenon, you're quite wrong. She's very much of the earth. I mean, I know all about these things. I've studied the subject. This house is perfectly normal.
Well, as long as you're happy, darling.
I am. I'm perfectly happy. Now you mustn't worry.
What we both need is a good night's sleep. We're both tired.
I didn't argue with Clary. She was right. We did need sleep. But sleep didn't come as I lay there on that great feather bed. It was midnight, and suddenly I saw the bedroom door being quietly pushed open. Terror gripped me, and I didn't move. The woman stood there, circled by the watery yellow of candlelight. Then she was gone. So quickly and quietly, I thought it was an illusion. Then there was another sound, a sound that jerked me upright with my scalp prickling. It was a scream, a shrill scream of mortal terror. I never remember leaving my bed and rushing through to Clary, who was sleeping peacefully. I only remember shaking her awake. Clary, Clary, wake up. Clary, for goodness sake.
What's the matter?
Vera. Someone screamed. Oh, it was a ghastly scream. But before that, Mrs. Churton came into my room. She was carrying a candle and she stared at me.
Someone screamed.
Vera, I would have woken up. Oh, darling, you look white and shy.
Oh, it was quite horrifying.
It was a woman's scream, Clary. I'm sure there's been murder. We must go and see if we can help.
Are you sure about this?
Sure, of course I'm sure. I heard it clearly. Oh, for goodness sake, Clary, we've got to do something.
If there has been murder, we'll have to be very careful.
Of course, but we've got to find out all we can and quickly. The rest is a nightmare. We opened the door and stared up and down the long dark corridor. There was nothing. No movement, no sound. The rain only beat an impatient tattoo against the long windows at the end. Then suddenly, Clary grabbed my arm. I felt her fingers shake as she whispered the single word, "Look!" It was only then that we saw lying on the floor a crumpled figure, which was no more than a blurred outline in the darkness.
There's someone.
We have to go over.
Oh, Vera, I'm frightened.
That gave me the courage I needed. Of course Clary was frightened. She was always the timid one. We moved silently forward for what seemed an interminable time. The blurred figure became clearer and clearer. It was a nightdress, a pretty, frilly nightdress. Blonde hair cascading across the floor. The face of a young girl looking strangely peaceful. But I found my eyes riveted with fascinated horror to her back. The golden hilt of a knife winked evilly up at us. This was the weapon of death which had killed her. I'll never know how long we both stared down at that still figure. Then, suddenly, beside me, I heard Clary.
She's dead, Vera. She's dead. Oh, no. Help.
Shh. Oh, hush, for goodness sake, Clary.
We've got to get help. We must.
All right, we will, but don't shout. Let's go back to our room.
But Vera,
don't forget she's been murdered, and the murderer must still be at the...
Oh, no.
That's why it's important that we keep quiet. We'll go back to our rooms, pack our things, and creep away.
Oh, poor thing. I wonder what it means. I wonder who she is. Couldn't we use the telephone?
Don't we arouse the whole house? We must be quiet for our own safety.
Oh, Vera, you're almost so sensible. Oh, it's like a living nightmare.
We retraced our steps, leaving that silent figure lying where we'd found it. Once back in our rooms, we locked the doors and began packing feverishly. Then we both heard the knock.
Who is it?
Mrs. Churton, are you all right?
Yes. Why do you ask?
I thought I heard you walking down the passage. I was wondering if I could get you anything.
Tell her, but tell her. Oh,
all right. I'll open the door. I shan't be a moment.
She might have killed the girl.
Not that old woman. She isn't strong enough. I tell her, get her to phone the police. It might have been that butler of hers.
Yes, you're right.
Are you coming, Miss Stevens?
Yes, I'm coming.
There's been a murder here, Mrs. Churton. A young girl. She's lying down the passage. There.
A murder? A murder, you say, young girl? Where? Where is she?
I'll show you. We saw her down... Oh! She's gone.
Gone?
There was a young girl lying just there with a knife in her back. I heard a scream. What's happened to her? Where have you put her?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. I've just walked up that passage. There was no young girl. There was nothing. You can see for yourself.
Both my sister and I saw her. She was young and pretty, and she was wearing a blue frilly nightdress. She was lying almost at the end of the passage.
Well, look for yourself. There's no one.
But we both saw her, the two of us. There was no mistaking it. She'd been stabbed. Where's your butler? What's he doing?
You mean Skinner? I presume he's asleep.
I want to phone up the police and report this to them. Where's your telephone?
There. Well, use it by all means. But you're being very foolish. There's been no murder here, to my knowledge.
Well, we did see that body. That's for certain.
And what are you going to tell the police?
That there's something strange going on here. Something very strange indeed.
You'll have to produce some evidence.
They can search for it.
You believe they can... conjure up this body like a rabbit from a hat.
They've been trained for this sort of thing. Oh. This telephone doesn't seem to be working.
That's right, it isn't. It was the lightning.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't remember you asking.
Really? In that case, my sister and I will have to leave and get help.
In this rain? Is that wise?
We can't stay here.
Miss Stevens, I suggest to you that all this is imagination. You come here tired. There's been a frightful storm. It all adds up to nervous strain. I haven't been anywhere near you.
Oh, but you have.
I promise you, Miss Stevens, I did not. This must be imagination on your part. Now, please do as I suggest. Go back to sleep and let us discuss this in the morning.
Perhaps Mrs. Churton is right, Clara.
Clara.
We can discuss it in the morning. Oh, well.
Most wise of you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to bed as well. Good night.
Do you believe that?
Shh. Of course I don't believe it was imagination. But it's no good arguing. We must leave here.
Oh, thank heaven you agree with me.
This is an affair for the police to handle. Of course there was murder. There's no doubt in my mind at all. It's my belief there's something to do with her. And we'll prove it, Vera.
God, I like to hear you talk positively like this. But we must be careful in case they try to stop us. It's quite possible they'll do that. Let's pack our things quickly. And carry them to the car just as soon as we can.
There wasn't a sound when we opened the door again. The house seemed to be sleeping. We fearfully passed the spot where we'd seen the body, but there was nothing. The lock on the front door yielded easily to our trembling fingers. No one made any move to stop us. As I eased myself into the driving seat of the car, I chanced to glance back at the dark, almost desolate house. In one of the upper windows, a candle flickered, and in the yellow light, I saw two faces staring at us. Then they were gone, and I was left with the uncomfortable feeling that Naomi Churton was laughing. It was Clary's idea that we stop at Ben Lambert's tea room and tell him of the murder. It was in darkness when we stopped, but he soon opened the door to our insistent knocking.
For gosh sake, what are you doing here at this time of night?
There's been a murder, a ghastly murder. We want to notify the police.
Murder?
Yes, it's the work of Mrs. Churton.
Mrs. Naomi Churton and that butler of hers. The police must be notified immediately. We found the body. A lovely young girl.
Wait a minute, ma'am.
Too much time's been wasted already, Mr. Lambert. They've hidden the body, but I'm sure the police will search and they'll find it.
You saw the body?
The two of us did. I'd recognize the girl anywhere.
Oh, you would you? I've got this photograph. I always keep it here. Yeah, that's it. Is this the girl you saw?
Yes. Yes, of course. Oh, there's no mistake at all. That is the unfortunate child.
Oh, my goodness, is she... I mean, do you know her?
Yeah, very well.
Don't you understand? She's been murdered.
You went to Churton's Folly, did you, ma'am? The big house on the hill where it says accommodation.
That's right, yes. Please don't stand there talking about this. The police must be notified. Have you a telephone?
Ma'am, why don't you sit down, eh? Let me do some talking.
Talking at a time like this?
With that child lying dead up there.
You see, this picture, miss, it's Barbara. Lovely young girl she was. She had a liking for the gentleman, see, and, well, I should know. She was my sister.
Your sister? But that makes it all the worse.
She worked as a maid at Churton's Folly. Well, she had ideas about Skinner. Well, he had ideas about her. Anyway, Ma Churton found out and she killed her.
Killed her?
Yeah, with a knife. It had a gold hilt, but that's how the police got her. It was her knife. Well, she didn't deny it.
But this is ridiculous. When did it happen?
Come Sunday, it'll be 20 years ago.
But 20 years ago? I don't believe it. Why, we saw
her... You aren't the first, ma'am. Dare say, you won't be the last, neither.
You mean we witnessed?
It's best not to give it names, miss.
What happened to the woman, Churton? What happened to her?
They hanged her. It was right they did. She was a bad one. Yeah, it wasn't only Barbara. There was another one as well.
Someone else?
Now, this is the strange bit. Two unaccompanied ladies asked for accommodation. They witnessed what happened, and she...
Killed them?
Well, one of them.
Oh, how ghastly.
It's a long time ago, ma'am. It's best forgotten. I'm only sorry you saw.
Oh, well, we'll have to think about it very carefully. It's just not believable.
That's what most folks say, ma'am.
So, what we saw wasn't real?
Well, it happened 20 years ago, ma'am. You might say that what you saw was ghosts.
I don't ever remember walking back to my car. The man looked at us sympathetically and waved as we drove off. Neither of us spoke. And then Clary whispered. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Try. Don't forget, Clary.
But it was so clear, so real. We saw that woman and that man. We saw them and we spoke to them and the girl, too. What a pity we ever saw that sign of accommodation. What a great pity.
We must never talk of this again, Clary. Not ever. Otherwise, it could affect our minds.
Yes, of course, of course. The storm had cleared, and a watery moon touched the sky with long, tentative fingers. Once again, we drove past that sign and the arrow pointing. I noticed that Clary turned her eyes away. And then, suddenly, a figure stood in the middle of the road. The figure of a woman with her hands outstretched.
Watch out, Clara, there's someone in the road.
Even as she spoke, I recognized who it was. Naomi Churton. But I couldn't avoid her.
Miss Stevens. Miss Stevens.
Oh, what's happened?
Don't try and move. Just take it easy. The doctor's coming.
Clary. How is Clary?
I'm afraid she's...
dead. Clary's dead. She is dead, isn't she?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I turned my head away. Clary dead. Then I remembered back again. The figure on the road. The violent braking to avoid her. It was reliving the same story over again. Only this time... Naomi Churton had stretched back and claimed another victim.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.